This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Joe, 206 here, and is it raining outside right now?
Probably.
It looks really gray. Windshield wipers going on that car, so I guess so. Rainy. We've got a baseball game for my son tonight in Belleville, and I'm hoping that they get to play it, but I'm not 100% sure it's going to happen. I know it's on turf.
Well, I would think that you would probably get to play it because they are going to be doing great things this evening. I have nothing to add to this conversation.
Yep, I can tell. We were talking a little bit about Elise Stefanik's removal from being considered for the UN position and the actual like position in and of itself. Elise Stefanik was top tier leadership in the House of Representatives, and she gets picked. And golly, you remember when it was like Mike Waltz is going to go do something and Matt Gaetz is going to go and Elise Stefanik, we're like, we got a 2-seat majority. Stop it. It seems as though most of that has been yanked back.
This one makes the most sense because the other ones were out of Florida. Mike Waltz, Matt Gaetz, those are Florida. Mm-hmm. Those were going to be probably easy to do special elections. But Kathy Hochul's been playing a lot of games in New York with that seat from the Stefanik. So it doesn't surprise me that they're finally pulling this thing back. I am a little surprised that it took this long because she has been, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, has been saying for months that she was going to mess around with that election and really, you know, throw a wrench into it and try to make it as difficult as possible for that special election to happen at all. So this needed to happen.
What do you think, Brad?
I'm with Ryan on this one. I think that it's probably a good thing that Trump is pulling her back and that they'll, you know, I mean, wouldn't you expect Democrats to be playing games with this sort of thing to try to throw something, especially as close as the House is, to throw it in their own favor? So, yeah, I'm with Ryan on that.
I keep going back to our YouTube poll for today is, how did Goldberg enter the signal chat? Human error, technical malfunction, or a setup? All of these things that are bubbling up to the surface in these grandstanding at this intelligence hearing that took place 2 days ago in the Senate, yesterday in the House. It all comes to the House of Representatives in 2026. If the Democrats don't take the House, whew, the Senate map looks super favorable to Republicans, and this is after a cycle where the map looked super favorable to Republicans. Mm-hmm. I don't see yet, we're only 2 months into this presidency, I don't see yet anything, any massive failure from this administration. In fact, Signalgate is maybe the first blip in the whole process that has caused you know, a little bit of a tapping of the brakes of, my gosh, what are the Democrats going to do? They're in complete and total disarray. The House is within reach, and they need something to persuade some of these purple districts to go blue in a setting where normally that first term and the midterm ends up being favoring the oppositional party. There is no way that come November 2026, people are talking about Signalgate.
Oh, no, no. In fact, when we were talking about it on Monday, I didn't even think we'd be talking about it now. But this really is, though, a good example of the continued strength, I will say, of the mainstream media to push a narrative. They're losing that strength, but they still exist. They can still do it. And this is exactly how they do it. They still have the levers of power across all the major networks, you know, other than Fox. They still have the major newspapers. And so they will grab something and push talking points. Sometimes they're actual Democrat talking points. Other times they're just what they come up with. And if they decide something is a story, this is what's fascinating to me about media, is that you can make people focus on something, but you can't make them think what you want them to think. That's what the research has always showed, that you can make a story more important than it needs to be or bury a story the other way, but you can't necessarily influence the opinion as much as you think you can on that story. So it's the story selection that they still have a lot of power in.
Well, I was going to say, in what you're saying there, you can actually, I would say you could control what they're thinking, because if that's the only place that they're hearing that story, then it's the only information that they have on it. They're not weighing it against what other places or people, or even if they haven't even heard of it or thought about it themselves. So like the Hunter Biden story would be a great example of this. We just don't talk about it, and they're not going to hear it anyplace, and so then people don't have an opinion on it. But when they did have an opinion on it, it wouldn't have gone the way they wanted it to go.
Does average America even know about this story? I mean, honest question.
No.
I didn't think so either.
No. Why? What is the average American? I mean, good grief. If you ever watch Jesse Waters, you probably don't.
Not much.
My favorite thing is when he goes, I love man on the street stuff. I love it. He goes somewhere in downtown New York, or he's gone to spring break and he's on the beach. And he, like, the first question he asks one of these beach going college kids is, do you think it was the right move for Trump to dismantle the Department of Education? And they'll be like, no, I don't know that that's necessary. And then they go, who was the first president of the United States? And this person literally said George Bush. Back to back, those are great questions. Now, if you're in front of a camera and you're in your bikini or in your swim trunks and you're on the beach and maybe you have had a drink or two because you're on spring break,
we whatever, all find ourselves in these situations.
Sometimes it's easy to confuse George Washington and George Bush.
Yeah.
But when you talk to real people about this stuff, I literally had a conversation with my best friend. She's my best friend. I told the story maybe a month ago. And it was when the Epstein files were going to be released, which we all know how that ended. And I'm like, did you hear that the Epstein files are going to be released? And she looked at me, she goes, what? I go, do you know who Jeffrey Epstein is? And she's like, no, is he bad? And I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm envious of her. I'm envious of being able to, like, how do you not know that? That's a huge story that should cut through politics and red and blue and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself memes. Like, how? And these people exist. And she is a better person than I am. Like, I would be her. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. I'm envious of that understanding. If you had, if you went up to somebody and was like, have you heard about Signalgate? Pete Hegseth, Mike, like, they don't even know these names. Most people can't even name who the vice president of the United States is. This stuff doesn't matter. And when you explain it to them in a way that's supposed to get them worked up, they're like, I don't care. This does not affect my daily life. Oh, they released war plans and openly communicated classified information to a reporter? Did people die? No, the mission was completely successful. Okay. I mean, it's hard to get people worked up about it. In the meantime, if you're somebody who pays a lot of attention to this, both sides of the aisle. Of course, there's a political angle here to play for the Democrats. I don't blame them for playing it. I would expect them to play it. I just don't think it's working. I can't think of anybody who is paying attention to the news who did not vote in the last election. How do you not vote in the last election and pay attention? If you didn't vote, or if you voted for Trump, I can't think of a single person in my life that would be like, I really regret my decision.
After the Signal chat?
Yeah. I mean, after anything. Yeah. He has very publicly done everything he said he was going to do, as much as you can fit in the span of 2 months. This is a non-mover of the needle in any way, shape, or form. Now, if they can push it, and then what ends up happening, they've planted all of these seeds, and they're seeds. They're not in full bloom. They're seeds, because they need to constantly remind you of how untrustworthy, unpatriotic, deceitful, orange, whatever it is that they hate about Donald Trump. They have to constantly remind you, oh, that's still the case. So if you did dabble, if you did get an article served to you, you'd be like, oh, it sounds like that's still a crap show. And then you move on with your day with things that are more important to you. So it's kind of you need another hit of Orange Man Bad. You don't really need context. You don't really need details. You just need another hit. And this kind of serves that purpose, that somehow or another he doesn't have America's best interest at heart. But I mean, honestly, this to me doesn't even touch Donald Trump.
It really doesn't at all, because he wasn't included in the chat. People are like, oh, his judgment. How could he select Mike Waltz, who would put a wrong number into the Signal chat? There is, if this is the worst scandal that we experience in the first 100 days, this might be the most successful 100 days America's ever seen. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't see at all a situation that comes out of this where Democrats gain from this politically. If it happened in October, maybe some people would be a little more motivated to show up, but it's a midterm election, so less people vote in midterm elections. If this is supposed to be a political boon for the left, it's going to fizzle so fast. There are other things that the Trump administration is doing that are adherent to what he said he would do that I think may not materialize. If the possibility exists that it doesn't materialize the way that they thought it would materialize, and I think the tariffs is one of those things, but I'm willing to put my trust in Donald Trump because I think he knows way more about business and deals and economics than I do. That's for certain. And he surrounded himself with people who very much so understand the concepts of economics and trade and all of that. And he has an angle. And I think that the direction that this country has been headed is the wrong one. I think the end goal, which Trump has been very clear about when it comes specifically to tariffs, is that we need to build American, we need to buy American, and we need to create American jobs. American jobs that are in the private sector, that are creating things. Not look at those jobs numbers and then you find out what percentage of them were government jobs.
All.
And what percentage of them that were government jobs didn't need to be there. I mean, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul in that instance. And you're just doing it for a political talking point.
Yeah.
At the consequence of the American taxpayer. And they know that. They understand that. Your tax bill is super high. I know if you live in the state of Illinois, you have the highest tax burden in the country. You feel like your income tax burden is too high. If you work in the city like we do, you're paying income tax for the city. I mean, it never ends. They never find your last penny. They're like, you can always find one more. And people are sick and tired of it. So I trust Donald Trump because his experience and his perspective is different than the rest of them. The Democrats understand how to maintain and grow government. When you're Joe Biden and you've been in government for 5 decades, your entire livelihood is based on procuring, expanding government. That isn't what is best for the American people. It's what's best for you and the people who are in your orbit. We call that the swamp. And that's just not the viewpoint. It's not been the message and the focus of Donald Trump since escalator, day one.
Point of contention?
No.
You're not going to allow it?
No.
Point of contention, I think the Bidens didn't just expand government to expand government. They also had 20 LLCs with nobody's name on
them.
Are
you saying that they were in private sector?
I think that they might have involved not just the American government, like other governments, yeah. other businesses internationally. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point that out. That's all.
I feel like, well, I should say, when it comes to exposing all of those things, Crossfire Hurricane is going to be exposed. He has just said that all of those details are going to come to light. People are saying that's going to be implicating for Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama. I will wait to see it. My breath is not being held. Is it important to release those things now and get those things out in the open now? Because if Donald Trump is on the other side of a midterm election, man, that 2 years is kind of Trump's playground.
Oh, yeah.
J.D. Vance or whatever, whoever is next up might feel differently. But Donald Trump, especially if he has a majority of Republicans in the House, Donald Trump will have earned those last 2 years to do within the confines of the Constitution whatever he darn well pleases. Within the confines of the Constitution. Did y'all hear me say that? Because that's an important note.
I heard that. I heard that. I noted it.
Did you feel that?
No. Oh, I heard
it. Said it more elaborately.
Did you feel that?
I didn't feel that. Oh, my gosh. It's so deep.
The one reason why it's not that Trump has swung and missed on this. It's that I think he's taken a pitch, is the budget. That's the one thing that I think that he's waited out that needs to be solved, that I do believe
I actually
that
think
their goal
waiting,
is to solve it.
I think him waiting it out is, I don't think he's waiting it out for political reasons.
I don't either.
I think he's waiting it out because he knows he's got this one shot, do not miss your chance to blow, because opportunity comes once in a second term, mm-hmm. yo.
Yeah, that's, I think, as I understand it, that is Brad's middle name, starts with an M.
M.
Marshall Mathers. One word.
Yeah. So let's take a break. Let's talk about middle names. We come back.
Brad Marshall Mathers Range.
Range. Okay. My favorite so far suggested is Brad Mountain Range. Quick Rick says Brad Mid Range.
I like
that. You like that?
I like that. Yeah.
I said mine was, my middle initial is E, and some jerks on our chat said Annie Extra Large Fry. What the hell is that?
I will take any opportunity to make fun of Annie. That was over the line.
That was over the line.
I'm not even going to do that.
Eddie's good with calling me mid.
Yeah, I am.
That's all you need to know. You guys' anniversary is coming up. It's worth mentioning. We'll
me
be right
and Brad?
Back. Yeah. Howd Goldberg enter the signal chat. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. Human error, technical malfunction, or a setup. Don't go away.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The big news of the day is that Donald Trump has removed Elise Stefanik. He's asked her, I guess it's just the polite way of saying, Elise Stefanik is not up for UN ambassador anymore. She's going to stay in the House and do her House thing.
Yeah, I think he can withdraw the nomination, can't he? That's his
prerogative. I'm sure he can, but I think that you give her the respect to withdraw her own name as opposed to going kick her out.
Get out. Get back in that House.
We talked a little about this earlier in the show, and we have, if depending on how this goes, this could become quarterly, maybe monthly segment that we would do on the show. But I was thinking about things that men do or experience in life or know. This is kind of just like proof that men and women are different. Women do things, experience things completely different, obviously, than men. And I was thinking about doing a segment where we ask each other questions and in the most respectful, appropriate ways, explain from the other gender side, because there are two genders, two sexes, that we would enlighten the other sex about said things. And you said that you have some questions?
I do.
And if you have questions as a listener, you get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, join us there, and you can ask those questions of the boys in the room or of the girl in the room. And I think in an adult, respectful way, maybe we can answer some of these questions. Or maybe I'll just get in trouble with my boss after this. He's not listening today.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all. I bet Trisha is.
I don't know.
Trisha, you're on our side. Shh. Anyway, okay. You want to go first?
Yes. And it's based on our earlier conversation.
Okay.
Do women look at other women who do not wear makeup and think, ooh, yeah, you go, like, girl power, you're doing great? Or is it like, you're showing everybody up?
Because they're not wearing makeup?
Because they're not wearing makeup. Like, we all have to do this. Now you're busting the whole thing.
I like this question because I noticed every day we have, I think Mark Cox watches, is this channel 2 or 4?
4. 4.
Drew Barrymore. In the one, is it the 1 o'clock hour?
Mark Cox watches it.
Mark loves Drew Barrymore. That's all he talks about.
He just TiVos it.
That's how he. And, that's how he and I forgot your name. Ryan.
My name's Ryan.
That's how he and Ryan sit
just
in their
call
office.
Me fella.
They don't even have two desks. Ryan and Mark Cox are just like elbow to elbow.
Yeah. You ever seen a Groucho Marx movie? It's like that. We do that with the mirror.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We sit across the desk from each other.
No, you don't. You're always... Never mind. I'm not going to say it like that.
It's like duck soup.
She didn't look like... She looked like she had barely any eye makeup on. And I think what was happening is that she didn't have fake eyelashes on. And so she looks undone. But I think she's pretty. So when women see other women and they're not doing a whole lot of makeup thing, it's got every woman probably experiences this a little bit differently. I probably notice more often when a woman is wearing a ton of makeup or do a ton of things than I do when they're not wearing a lot. I wear makeup for this show. Like, if these guys can vouch for this, I pretty much do hair and makeup in the seconds to minutes before the show goes live.
Yes.
Can confirm.
Confirmed.
Can you tell them every day before the show starts our mini conversation that we have?
She uses the curling iron on her hair.
Yeah.
That's what that is, right?
That's, yes.
Or it's a straightening? I don't
no,
even know.
It's a curling,
it's a curling iron? Because your hair's straight.
I have a wave.
Okay. I see. These are things I don't know. Is why we're having the conversation.
Yeah.
You use that thing and then you set it down and you go hot.
I point at Ryan every day. I point at him and I say hot.
Because my inclination is that anytime anybody lays anything down, I grab it.
Mm-hmm. I think that when women see other women not wearing makeup, I don't think they think anything of it. I think women will judge much more heavily other women who are way over the top.
Over made up.
I have baby wipes in my car so that after the show gets done, especially because I often go to like youth practices or whatever, I wipe all that stuff off my face. I have forgotten to do that a couple of times when I've gone and I've had to leave here and go straight to the gym to work out with my trainer and my mom. And every once in a while, I'm in the gym and I like see myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh, they are going to be hard judging me.
Cause it really?
Looks, oh, it looks like I put on a ton of makeup to go lift weights.
Okay.
I judge me when I see the makeup, but then I get a towel and I take my face off and then I have to almost like throw the towel away because it's so gross.
That phrase always gave me the creeps when
take
I was a
kid. Take my face off?
Oh, I got to go paint my face mm-hmm. or put my face on. I'm like, what does that mean?
No.
It's weird. Are you
wearing
a mask?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
From on behalf of women.
Okay.
To men. How do you stand next to each other at urinals and do your business and just do your business?
You mostly don't talk.
But you don't stand next to one another if possible.
But if it, but you would if you had to.
If you had to.
Well, I mean, in ours, there's just two. So
yeah,
you have
but there's
to.
Dividers.
So you
yeah,
just
there's dividers.
Pee on the other side.
Yeah, you just go pee in the sink because it's uncomfortable. But if there's multiples, you definitely try to skip urinals it's, between each other.
As far away as you can, and then you split the gap each way.
But wouldn't you not... I mean, wouldn't if you went as far away as you can, don't you still have to leave like a courtesy middle
yeah.
urinal that would leave space? It's like parking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that to me is the most courteous thing you can do is not to go the furthest away. Because if there's a weird number of them and then you just made it, if there's four, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The worst thing you can do, or even more than that, six, is go to the far end because then you're forcing somebody to stand next to somebody who comes in after you.
Chris says, avoid eye contact or other contact. I mean, like, what yeah. happens? How close is it? What about when there's a trough? Wow.
The trough is kind of fun. You don't see those as much. Those were like Bush beard days of the 80s.
There is no thing in womanhood that compares to peeing next to a fellow woman in a trough.
No?
Nothing.
What about doing your makeup together in the bathroom?
Not the same.
No?
No. Nuh-uh.
The trough thing is fun, but you don't. You still don't talk, though.
No.
I really don't think, like, the only time you ever would talk to somebody while at a urinal or peeing at all is if you had just walked in with them or you say something right when you walk in. Once the peeing begins, it's kind of,
are you like
done.
Seeing, I mean,
it's
like,
done.
I know you're not supposed to look and I'm not supposed to make contact with each
Definitely.
Other, but like, are you
no
seeing,
contact.
Are you seeing each other's?
No.
No. No, no. In fact, if it's, there's
yeah,
any...
There's three places you look. You look straight down, you look straight ahead, or you look straight up, and you narrow your vision as much as you possibly can.
George says, Annie, men in urinals, eyes forward, unless you're commenting on someone's watch.
No. What the heck are you talking about, George?
Nice watch.
Where are you from?
Nice. What
are you an American?
What are you doing if you're at like a, let's just say, like the Blues game, and you're going to the bathroom in there, and someone says, hey, that's a nice watch.
I think you just keep moving on. I, you're like, whoa.
What if you're midstream?
If then it's maybe a fight. You actually might throw down. You'd finish first, but then you'd go, hey buddy, what the hell was that? Like that's a problem. You'd have to address it or just get out of there.
Nice watch.
Nice watch.
You need to have an answer for that. That's like super technical.
No.
You need to like explain what kind of Rolex it is and how long you had to wait to get it, but it's...
Ryan's got a Hello Kitty watch on.
I think I'd probably say something like, yeah, it's really nice, except when I'm holding it down here while I'm peeing and you're looking at it. Don't do that.
You got another question?
I'm not wearing a watch, you freak.
I'm not wearing a watch. Okay. Ugh. How about... what is it like... to lose your last name?
That's an interesting question.
Is it an honor? Or are you like, do you mourn the loss of your
yes.
identity?
Well, I can only speak for me. And I'd love to, if anybody else weighs in, females who have gone through this process, comment on the YouTube live chat. But I would definitely say I mourned the loss of my identity. Now, obviously, not in a position where I like had regrets about marrying my husband. He's great, and I still to this day, like, this show is built on my husband's last name, and yes, it's mine, and I have married into the best family, so there's nothing wrong with that. But I have a whole identity as somebody else. And to me, that person is like, doesn't exist anymore. And I am now this, which is honestly like, not to be like this about it, but that's almost, well, it's biblical. that I would leave my family and I would join together to start a new family. And you leave behind what was and you join in to create something new. There's probably a time in my life where like this kind of just obstinate feminist version of me would have been like, there should be a way to not have to shed that identity. And why does the woman have to do it all the time? Well, because the man's not going to do it. And somebody has to do it because you do have to be willing to come together and make a new family. But it was more leading up to it. It was sad for me to think that I wasn't going to be that person anymore. And that I was going to have this new name. And like, can you imagine just changing your name? Can you imagine just having a new name?
No, I can't. That's why I ask. It's strange.
It's really strange. And it's a pain in the ass for the government to change everything. Sorry to get that one out, but it's been...
That's okay. I said hell.
we're almost Democrats.
Ooh, yeah.
It's hard, but it's, I mean, 100% worth it. So I like that question because it is something that women have to do and go through that men don't.
Yeah, it's just, I think about that with my wife. She left and she's a teacher. So people call her Mrs. Wiggins all the time.
Now, so my name is on the show, but people know me everywhere more as Annie than Fry. Here's the other thing. There are about 602 Fries in like Highland, Illinois. And I think I'm probably by marriage related to all of them, but I can't explain it. So people will often tell you stories about your family that you've married into, and my maiden name is not nearly as frequent in this area as Fry is. And I'm like, I'm only like contractually obligated to know 2007 and later. of the fries. So I don't know. That's another part of it, which is just, you know, you marry into a family. My husband married into a family and he loves my family. I love his family. But it is there's a bit of, I would say, mourning that goes along with it. So
it's fun being on the radio because when you are, you find out how many people you're related to.
That's true. Well, I have a few more questions. You guys might have a few more as well if people want to submit them. When we come back, it's middle name time. We're going to reveal the middle names of the people on the show here. Now, we've told you that Brad has a middle name starting with an M. Ryan's middle name starts with R. My middle name starts with E. Here's some suggestions from the listeners. Brad Mountain Range, Annie Erica. Doug says Annie's middle name is obviously the very popular mid-80s American name, Esmeralda. Ender says Annie Ezekiel Fry. Josh says Annie Einstein Fry. It's a beautiful name. And Russell says Annie Esther Fry. Let's see what y'all think. You can leave your comments there. And also, if you have some questions for the opposite sex, leave those in the Annie Fry YouTube chat. If you like this segment, we will pull the curtain back a little bit more frequently and try to stack your questions up for the next time we do this. Let's take a quick break. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. How'd Goldberg enter the chat? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I like the song. I sometimes have to remember to do the show when we play good music that I like. So we were asking each other questions that one sex may understand a little bit more than the other. And if you enjoy that, you can also go to AnnieFryShow.com and contact the show through the website there. I built that website and manage it myself. And those emails come directly to me. So if you ever want to talk to the show, there's also a survey that you can fill out at AnnieFryShow.com that lets you give us feedback on the show, what you think, what you like, what you'd like to see more of, what you'd like to see less of. We can handle it. Reach out to us at AnnieFryShow.com. You can listen to podcasts there as well. Let's get to the middle question, or the middle name question that has been, what brought this up? Was it the...
I don't remember.
Oh, no, it was your Wiggins America. Said you sound smarter when you use a middle initial.
Oh, yeah, use a middle initial. It makes you sound smart. Yep.
My middle initial is E, so Annie E. Fry sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're holding the name too
Annie.
Long.
Annie.
Just for emphasis.
Yeah.
Ryan Wiggins.
Yep, I'm an R.
Read some of the thoughts from the
audience.
Here's
a few comments. One is from Rick, says Ryan Richard. Purple Lambo says Ryan
Richard
Rutherford.
I'm going to shorten that one. Go on.
Info Dude says Ryan Rapunzel. And I think this one might be my favorite from Russell, Ryan Reynolds. Wiggins.
Everyone confuses you guys all the time.
Yeah. Now that's for me.
How come you think Russell at the end wrote LOL?
I don't know. That's like Esquire.
Oh, whoa. It's a distinct.
Ryan Reynolds Wiggins. Yes. LOL.
It's so that people know you're better than them.
He's laughing at you, not with you.
Exactly.
Looking for you guys is there's a whole bunch, but I'm trying to narrow them down.
Everybody likes to pick on Ryan.
Brad, Martha Stewart range. Vicky says Annie, Emily, Bradley Mitchell, and Ryan Robert.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It says in parentheses for Bob Wiggins.
For Bob Wiggins. I like this one from Chris. Annie effing fried.
Spelled E-F-F-I-N-G.
That's great.
Who told you, Chris?
JC says Brad Michael.
Annie effing
fried. David says Annie Elizabeth. Jackie says Ryan Ronald. Brad Matthew and Annie Elaine.
That's the one I saw that I thought was a good upgrade. Not Elaine, but I like it.
Dan says Ralphie for me.
Ryan Ralphie.
It couldn't just be Ralph. Why did it be Ralphie?
Well, you know the answer to that.
It's just more fun. Yeah, that's the bulk of them. There's more, but they're coming in pretty fast.
So did somebody get
Brad Moonbeam? There we go.
From Harsh Truth, from so harsh. You know it's real.
Yeah.
Just yes or no, Brad, did somebody get your name right?
Somebody did.
Did somebody get your name right?
Yes.
Somebody got mine right as well. Did you want to guess?
Yes. I'm going to guess. I've narrowed it down for you.
Of the options or just of the E names?
Of the...
Or words?
Of any E names. E names. For you, I think it's either Annie, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, gosh.
Engelbert. Or Eggman. But I went with, my top choice was Adele.
Adele. It's Edel.
With an E.
It's online. It's,
yeah. Adele. Adele. Do you have picks for Annie?
Yeah, I have a couple here. One would be Annie Edith.
Edith, yep.
I think Edith sounds like a real sassy lady.
She does.
Don't you think, like, when you think of Edith, you're like... She's seen a few things, and she's done a few things.
She doesn't just have cats.
But she still makes pies.
I was going to say.
She grows them.
Edith has one of those scooters, and she moves you out of the way with her cane.
Mm-hmm.
That's very graphic. Is that it?
She's seen some things.
It's like the only possibility?
No.
How about Edith?
You're just looking into my future, dang it.
Yeah. Elizabeth is one that I would think, but with a Z, not an S.
That's oddly specific.
For Brad, I have as my top options Moulton,
Mordor range,
machete. The number one though, the
machete
one that I really think
upgrade.
Yeah, the one that I really think it is Mandrew.
Mandrew.
Yeah, did I get it?
How do you come up with this stuff?
I just thought it sounded cool. If I were naming my kid Brad, I would have named him Brad Mandrew. I think that's a fail on Brad's parents' part.
All right, well, we can talk to them about it.
They should call in.
What were you thinking when you named him Brad? Fill in the blank here.
Why didn't you choose Mandrew or Mordor?
All right, Brad, what's your middle name?
It's Michael.
Congratulations.
Yay. Wow, neat.
Ryan.
Mine is
Ryan,
Rambo.
Ryan Rambo.
Rambo.
Yeah,
Ryan Rambo Wiggins.
Yeah, Rambo. No, it's actually, I left out initial G-R. It's Ryan G. Rover Grover.
It's a good thing the show's over. I hope it's not over.
It's Robert. That was very good logic from Vicky, who said, oh, if your dad's named Bob, then it's going
to
be Robert.
You know, it's kind of hard to say R's and W's together if you're saying it quickly. You've got to think a little bit more about not making your R's, W's, and W's R's. And your parents are like, hold my beer.
Here we go. Reading, writing, rhythm, drink.
For a kid who can't say his R's, how did it take you a while at all?
Yeah, it did. I was super, but they went for it. You know,
Ryan,
they're like,
Robert
this is going to be so cute, and it was.
Did you see what my daughter said last night? I posted it on Twitter and on Facebook, on X and on Facebook. My son, or my husband, was, Molly always falls asleep on Jared. That's just the way it goes. Don't come at me about, oh, you need to have him fall asleep. Just, no, she's our last. We're doing it our way. She falls asleep on Jared. She sleeps for an hour while we watch TV or news or whatever we're doing. And then he goes and puts her in bed. And while he was laying her down in her bed, she stirred and she woke up and she looked at him and said, I need to lay by somebody to protect my dreams.
That sounds like it's from a script.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. You wouldn't believe, you'd be like, that's adorable and not real.
Yeah.
I need someone to protect my dreams.
That sounds like something a blogger was like, oh, I'm going to write this. It's prose.
So she slept with us all night.
Yeah, she wins.
That's how that went. He came in and he goes, Annie. I was already laying in bed. He's like, Annie, I laid her down on the bed and she said, I need someone to protect my dreams. And I'm like, and here she is. He's like, here she is. You win. All right, my middle name is Elizabeth, but I am thinking about upgrading to Elaine. Elaine or Edith, because I want to be her someday. That sounds great.
Eggman.
Eggman is a close second for the upgrade. I haven't had to change my middle name, but yes, of course, my last name changed with marrying my wonderful, wonderful husband. YouTube live chat poll. How did Goldberg enter the signal chat? You guys, real quick. Human error, technical malfunction, or a setup? Ryan?
Human error.
Brad?
Setup.
I'm leaning setup. 3% of you think it's a technical malfunction. 30% say human error, and 67% believe that they were set up. That's kind of crazy to me. Woo! We'll continue to cover it as it happens. You know the left will be melting down about it. We'll see what happens. But keep it here for Mark Reardon next on 97.1 FM Talk.